My name's Ruth Aylett, and I'm going to read you one of the two short stories I'll be presenting at Story Shop. Tell Me the Way to Go Home. There was this man down the pub. Want a tom-tom, going cheap? Well, not an actual tom-tom, but at that price, who was complaining? I'm a man with a van, shifting stuff from places I don't know to places I can't find. So, GPS was just the ticket. It stuck onto the dash, no on-off switch. Came on automatically when I turned the ignition. Hands-free voice operation, the man in the pub said. I was collecting a wardrobe from Sheffield and taking it to a farm somewhere round Holmfirth. The pickup was after six, and on the last day of October, it would be pitch black out on the Pennine roads. GPS, just the ticket. Didn't like the voice much. Not a celebrity like some I'd heard about, just some young woman. The instructions went up a pitch at the end. All sounded like questions. Didn't inspire confidence, but I suppose that's how young people talk. Should have picked someone with more oomph, I thought. Halfway there, past Stocksbridge, the mist came down. Often does in the late autumn. Couldn't see where I was going. Time passed. The GPS had been making a lot of turns. Then the road climbed, which didn't seem right. Suddenly the mist lifted. Jesus! Looked like I was right out in the middle of a moor on a tiny bending road. Total blackness. Was there really a farm out here? No lights anywhere. In 50 metres, take the next left, went the GPS. I slowed right down and just made out a tiny lane with big dry stone walls either side. Maybe that could lead to a farm. Sure about this, I said aloud. Yes, the GPS said, nearly jumped out of my skin, drifted towards the wall and then stalled as I put my foot on the brake. What the effing hell is going on here? Bloody candid camera? Continue for 200 metres and you will reach your destination, the voice said. We're effing lost, aren't we? I shouted. Continue for 200 metres, it repeated. There was nothing to lose at this point, so on I went. The lane ended in a field. Not a farmhouse in sight. Effing useless device, I muttered. You have reached your destination, the voice said. Get out of the car, walk 20 metres right. What? There's nothing there, you electronic idiot. Behind the large rock, you will find my body. Could have shat myself with fear at that point. Every story I've ever heard about murderers creeping up in the dark went through my mind, nearly turned round and put the foot down. But no, be a man, I thought, get the torch. Must be a joke. Got to be. Hardest thing I've ever done. You know the rest. Battered body, young woman. Dead a while, it looked like. So, I dialed 999. What else could I do? Of course, I never let on what happened. Told them I got lost following the GPS. I could see they didn't believe me, but luckily nothing linked me to her. Oh, the GPS never said another word, ever. Binned it.